CRI News, this is Wen Jie. It's been announced South Korea's former Prime Minister Lee Hae-jun will visit China from Thursday as a special envoy of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. China's foreign ministry has announced it will be a three-day trip, but did not provide any details about the agenda. It's been reported Lee has been given authority to discuss a broad range of issues, including the THAAD anti-missile system and issues related to North Korea. Officials from China and the Philippines are set to meet on Friday for the first session of a bilateral consultation mechanism on South China Sea issues. The bilateral meeting will be held in Guiyang. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zhenmin and Philippine Ambassador to China, Jose Romana, will chair the meetings. The session will be taking place on the sidelines of a senior officials meeting among China and ASEAN countries on the implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of Parties in the South China Sea. The DOC was signed in 2002 and outlines principles in the management of disputes in the South China Sea. A team of 190 officers and soldiers departed from Northeast China's Dalian on Tuesday for a United Nations peacekeeping mission in Mali. The team is part of China's 395-strong 5th peacekeeping force to Mali, which consists of security personnel, military engineers, and medical staff. The remaining teams will depart on May 24th to relieve the 4th peacekeeping group. Their tasks will include ensuring security, repairing roads, bridges, airfield runways, and campsites, as well as emergency rescue and medical treatment. Australian and Hong Kong authorities have launched negotiations to secure a free trade agreement. Aside from eliminating or reducing tariffs, the talks are also expected to focus on securing increased access for service providers in the financial, education, travel, and construction sectors. Hong Kong is Australia's 8th largest export market and 12th largest trading partner. Two-way trade in goods and services came in at around $11 billion last year. China's central authorities have approved the creation of a Bond Connect program between the mainland and Hong Kong markets. It will allow investors on both sides to trade bonds on each other's markets. Under the plan, northbound trade will be launched first without caps on investment volumes. An official launch date has not been set. Official data suggests net foreign exchange sales by China's central bank and financial institutions continue to slow in April. China sold 42 billion yuan, or 6.1 billion U.S. dollars, worth of foreign exchange in April, down from 54.7 billion yuan in March. The narrowing decline indicated easing pressure from capital flight as the Chinese economy firms up and the yuan stabilizes against the U.S. dollar. Official data showed China's foreign exchange reserves climbed to nearly 3.03 trillion at the end of April from around 3.01 trillion a month earlier. U.S. Secret Service placed the White House on lockdown Tuesday afternoon as an intruder reportedly jumped the fence to enter the White House grounds. Local media said the incident took place shortly after 4 p.m. The incident took place as U.S. President Donald Trump was hosting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House. It is unclear whether Erdogan was in the White House at the time of the intrusion. Iran's first vice president and presidential election candidate, Ishaq Jhangiri, has announced he will withdraw from the presidential race. Jhangiri has urged all his supporters to vote for incumbent president Hassan Rouhani. On Monday, Tehran's mayor, Mohammad Bakar Khalibaf, also withdrew from the presidential race to back another conservative candidate, Ibrahim Raisi. Over 56 million Iranians are eligible to vote in the May 19th election. South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, is reportedly set to visit the White House late next month. A detailed schedule or agenda have not been unveiled for the meeting between Moon Jae-in and Donald Trump, but is highly expected to include issues such as the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the U.S. THAAD missile interception system. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.